You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy 6D on In Demand tonight. Yay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, you're all so bright and fresh-faced and lovely.
We'll ruin it. let's start with introductions. Let's start from the left and work to the right.
Okay. Hey, guys, I'm Levon.
I'm Cassie.
What's up? I'm Pierre.
Hey, guys, I'm Chantel.
I'm Kimmy.
And I'm Kieran.
Amazing.
There we go. And together you are 60.
Hurrah.
So I think we need to sort of talk about how you guys came together, how you came to be sat here today. So who's gonna take over here?
We came together through our manager, Darren. He was providing the free runners and street dancers on Madonna's tour. And he just had this idea that he wanted to put together a group of people who, you know, were at the highest level of street dance and tricks and free running, but who could also sing. So he invited 2,500 people down from all over the UK and Europe, and us six were part of those. And we just had to do loads of tryouts. We were doing workshops, and we had to freestyle, sing, do routines. And it just got whittled down, and we were the last six standing.
So some of you had already auditioned for Madonna's tour.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. That was the stimulus for it, basically.
So he saw this and thought, I can make something out of this. Right, okay, I'm with you. Because I saw that tour on TV. Amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
And it is a big thing that's just taken off with the step-up movies and stuff like that. And actually now you've taken something and twisted it.
Exactly.
And it's moving in a new direction. Because you can sing as well.
Yay! How hard actually is it singing and dancing at the same time?
Extremely.
Very hard. Because Britney just doesn't bother anymore. She's like, oh, I can't be arsed. I mean, we love Britney, but she can be barely bothered to dance anymore. No mind. But it does look quite hard.
What do you think it is about the dancing thing at the moment that has really got people's attention? The TV shows, So You Think You Can Dance and Just Dance on Sky One. And even like when you go to the X Factor is now so much more of just singing. We want our X Factor contestants to perform and dance and the spectacle of it all. What is it that's caught everyone's attention, do you think, and people have bought into it?
Do you know what I think? So much of it is just about the sheer talent. And it's a visual stimulus, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think it's good because like obviously the tracks are sounding amazing. And that's like good, but then also you want something visually that's going to stimulate you as well. And that's what dancing's all about.
Light,
you want to be impressed sometimes, and you know, we can make stuff look fake as well, which is another, like, you're surprised by watching us and thinking, how are they doing that? And that's a nice little element that you have.
Now, I always have this question in my head. I'm still annoyed, right, about Britain's Got Talent a few years ago. I love diversity, don't get me wrong, they're amazing. I still think Flawless were better.
Yes. Agreed.
Do you agree?
Totally.
Yes.
Definitely. Totally 100% behind you.
We saw them on, was it Daybreak?
Technically.
They were on Daybreak.
They are better, I think diversity had the comedy element, though, which I think people that aren't dancers, that's what they loved about it.
It's true.
We're going to get you to introduce your brand new song for us on In Demand right now. So have you got it down to a T where you can collectively do it yet, or is it an individual thing?
Oh, wow.
Now, I feel like, no, we should do a masterclass in this.
Are you actually going to get
to
it? Yeah, I get a group.
Because you've got to do it together.
Okay.
Because these are your first radio interviews, aren't they?
Right.
So let's nail this.
Do it name by name. So, hi, I'm... Do all your names. And then, together we are 6D, and this is our single, Best Damn Night. Do you reckon you can nail that?
Yeah.
Let's go.
This is good, because you're going to be asked to do this a lot.
Yeah, right.
Together we are 6D, and this is our single, Best Damn Night.
Hey, what's up? I'm Levon.
Hey, guys, I'm Cassie.
Hey, it's Pierre.
What's up? It's Chantel.
I'm Kimmy.
And I'm Kieran.
Together we are 60, and this is our single, Best Damn Night.
Boom!
Yeah! Amazing!
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy 60, still on In Demand tonight.
Yay! We're going to do something with you very shortly that we call Favourite Things. So we get to know artists and bands and that kind of thing by judging what they like.
Okay.
Before we do that, though, we need to mention the fact you have worked with Gaga's creative director, Lorianne.
Lorianne Gibson.
That must have been an experience and a half.
It was
crazy.
Yeah, it was an experience. Like, it was so good. She's so passionate about what she does, and that's the best thing about it, to be in the company with someone that is like 110% all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really like motivating. Yeah.
Did she talk to you about Gaga at all? Did she say what a nice lady she is?
No, it's crazy. We were rehearsing one day in her studio in LA, and she got a call from Gaga. And she put
a loudspeaker.
Yeah. And they're like having this conversation.
We were like running around, like,
is that really? We were like, is that really Gaga? And she was like, yeah.
Right, now, before you go, we do have to do the favourite things.
Favourite things.
So we've given you each a favourite thing, okay? Oh, first of all, Chantelle, favourite curry?
Oh, I don't eat curry.
Oh, right, okay, someone else has to answer that one.
No, do favourite Chinese food or favourite takeaway?
Yeah, favourite takeaway.
On Friday night, what are you choosing?
Friday night, I think it's... be fish and chips.
Oh, class.
Yeah.
That's good. With mushy peas.
With mushy peas.
Oh, but Cassie, favourite reality show?
What's that? Oh, I love I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here. Oh,
it's brilliant.
I love it, especially when you have to do the eating trials and stuff.
Yeah, especially when it's someone you really don't like who has to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kieran, what's your favourite name for a pet?
Leroy.
Because
it's my middle name, and it's the name that I've given every single animal that I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like Leroy the first, Leroy the second.
Not even, just straight Leroy. Just Leroy. It's just easy to remember. Suits a goldfish, suits a dog, hamster.
That's
it
crazy.
Works. I'm even contemplating my son, you know. I'm quite fond of that name.
Leroy, amazing. Yeah. Pierre, your favourite song on your iPod?
Oh, wow. Right now, I like a song called... Say It With Me by Chris Brown. Wow, it's on the Fame album. Sick tune, man. Sick
okay, it's a good one. Levon, favourite Britney Spears song? If you have one. I feel like we've given him the short straw.
Really.
Yeah,
he's got one, I'm sure he's got one. Go on, Lev.
One you maybe
singing
dance
a bit
to?
Of Britney.
I couldn't tell you.
Slave for You.
Toxic.
Toxic, yeah, Toxic.
Yeah, that one.
Kimmy, your favourite cheese?
This is a standard one we ask everyone.
Everyone gets asked favourite cheese, just because I like cheese.
She's low, though, because
I'm going to have to say Monterey Jack.
Oh, we get that on burgers and stuff,
yeah.
It's nice that it's own, but... Do you go for blue cheese as well?
Ooh.
No? Just a mention of the word.
I cannot understand why people would eat blue cheese.
Blush.
Do you like blue cheese?
I eat any cheese, that's a problem.
Thank you very much for coming to In Demand.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
We see you quite a bit over the summer. I think you might be at a few events that we'll probably be attending too.
Yeah, I hope so.
So looking forward to seeing you actually perform live as well. That's going to be amazing.
Yep.
60, thank you.
Cheers, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand. FM.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Frank's back. Frank Turner.
Yay.
Hello. It's kind of like your annual pilgrimage to In Demand Towers.
It's nice.
It is nice. It must be one of those things for artists when they spend so much time on the road. Actually, when they come here, we'd like to think it's a bit of a safe haven.
It's comforting.
I feel comforted right now at this exact moment in time.
That's good.
The great thing about chatting with you is that we never know where it's going to go. So we've now reached the point where we know the name of the song, the album, we've heard the stuff. So we'll just see what happens.
All right, yeah. Good. You know what I was doing? I was doing an interview yesterday, and I'm not actually going to get into this again, but we ended up talking about Michael Jackson's children, and I said a number of things that are possibly libelous.
Okay, so, don't do that then.
No, I won't do that. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. Other than talking about Michael Jackson's children, are there any other issues that are going on in the world right now that you feel you need to maybe get off your chest a bit or discuss? Things going on.
Because we could prompt you with stuff.
Yeah, prompt me.
Yeah, Lady absolutely. Gaga, discuss.
Lady, you know what? I have a lot of time for Lady Gaga. I think she's doing something very interesting. And
yes.
I think a lot of people misunderstand her because they think that she's supposed to be kind of sort of sugar-coated sort of pop music in her image and, you know, that guys are supposed to sort of fancy her, which I really don't think is the case at all.
No.
My only objection, though, is just that I think that it's disappointing that the music she produces is so bland and middle of the road, given what she does in terms of her image and her style. It's just kind of...
You feel that her image delivers, but the music doesn't.
Yeah, I kind of, with everything she does visually, I want her to sound like Aphex Twin or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And she doesn't. She sounds like Wigfield. she does. That's a real shame because she's doing something kind of intriguing.
What else have we got? Gap years. Let's talk about gap years. They're a big deal at the moment because the government obviously want to force rich people into university.
So did you ever have a gap year yourself?
Kind of. I stayed in London and I worked at telesales call centres.
Do you know what though? That's a commendable gap year.
And I did that because I was in bands at the time. I was in playing gigs and touring and stuff at the time, and I just basically worked in order to have money to travel around the UK.
But actually, what you've done in the gap the year since. I suppose it's been one long gap here a little bit. Because actually, whenever you come, you tell us stories of like being in like deep South America and bonkers people.
I don't want to describe my career as a long gap here. That's a terrible thing.
The success rate.
Okay, but I'll tell you my main reason for not wanting to do that is because this isn't a stopgap on the way to something else. Fully intend to be doing this when I'm old and crooked.
Do you have a career plan? Did you ever sit down at one point and go,
here's my career
plan.
This
is what I want to achieve.
Keep touring.
In
there
a certain amount of time.
Just keep touring. Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
It's the best thing to do for a musician, though. A lot of people don't do enough of it.
How do you judge yourself by that standard, though, as you go along? Is it when you play bigger venues, bigger crowds, more people know your songs?
Kind of. And that's certainly quite a tangible success level. Although the thing about that, though, is to me, and in a way, I feel like I haven't even been tested in this way yet. I think the real test of a musician is whether you keep going once you pass a peak and you start getting less people coming to your shows each time around. If you keep traveling then, keep playing every single night, keep traveling around the world after you've kind of got off the upslope of the roller coaster kind of thing, then that shows that you actually care.
What about things like social networking? Are you involved in things like Twitter, Facebook? Do you find that actually helps as well?
Because
I think it's a brilliant invention. Twitter, in particular, recently is an interesting invention.
I think people get their Twitter wrong, and the reason they get it wrong is because everyone's in a rush to have an exciting dinner party opinion about it. Mm. And it's like some people are like, it's the end of communication between human beings as we know it. And some people are like, it's the future of revolution in the Middle East. It's neither of those things. It's just quite good.
It's not a beginning or a means to an end. Yeah, it just sits along nicely in modern day society.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
People are offering you sexual favours for gig tickets. That's cool.
It's going on cake.
And cake. I'm more inclined to accept the cake, to be honest with you.
Safer.
I know I like to yak and tell stories. I'm now going to yak and tell another story. I did a gig in Brisbane, I think it was, the other day. It was in Australia somewhere. And I got an email before the show from a young lady who said she had a present for me that she'd like to give me at the show. Anyway, came and found me in the dressing room and she said, hi, I'm a really big fan and everything. I said, nice to meet you. So I bought you a present and it was a little sort of shoebox. I opened it up and in the top was a gingerbread guitar, like in the shape of a guitar, like with Smarties and strings drawn on in icing and everything. And I thought, that's really nice. I like gingerbread, you know, that's great. And she went, cool, yeah, there's another one underneath. Well, I opened it up. And I lifted up the guitar level, and underneath was another gingerbread, which is in the shape of a woman's torso with no clothes on it.
And
it had her phone number written in the icing on the middle of it. And she just, but the thing that was so mind-boggling about it was that she was stood there and she was like, yeah. Just kind of looking at me, like, come on,
an element of class in that.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I'm a reserved Englishman, so I kind of went, well, that's terribly. Kind of your
and just
sort
much.
Of like sort of
turned into a bumbling.
Yeah,
it
just did Hugh Grant for a minute or two and was just kind of didn't really know what to do.
My God.
Anyway, and I was like, well, I'm gonna get ready for the show now. See you later. She's like, okay, you know, wink kind of thing. And it was just like, oh my God.
Should we get the single on?
before we get to that point, festival-wise, what have you got here in the UK?
Loads, millions, hundreds, thousands of them. We're doing the big one for me is we're doing the main stage at Reading and Leeds festivals this year.
Which, wicked, we'll both be in Leeds.
Fantastic.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me in again.
The album is out on the 7th of June.
Yes.
That's England Keep My Bones. This is your fourth album now.
My fourth studio
Described
album.
Described as your boldest yet, according to your PR.
That's very good of them.
Ballsy, it says here as well. I don't think I've ever said that. I read that on a press release.
Can we say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Say what you want.
Ballsy.
And this is the second single, the first one leaked earlier in the year.
Yeah. Well, I leaked it, actually. But
that's
what people tend to do
now.
Yeah, I got a bit bored of people...
Wasting
time. But this is the first kind of proper single, official single. It's called Peggy Sang the Blues. It's a song about my grandmother, who was awesome in every way.
Amazing. Frank,
thank you
very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Charlie Simpson is back.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you again, guys.
Good to have you back. It's been a while.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Now, last time was with Fightstar.
Yeah.
And now you're on your own.
I know.
What happened?
We basically, after the third record, we were pretty burned out, to be honest. We'd done three records without a break, toured all over the world, and we just thought, let's take some time and do some other things for a while. So we saw the other guys last night, seeing them on Friday for a barbecue.
Aww.
Really good. Yeah, so it's really nice, man. We're we're just taking some time to do our own thing. And I've always wanted to do a solo record, and I just thought this is the perfect opportunity to do it.
So when the song first came across our desk, Charlie Simpson is doing solo stuff, I thought it was going to be Fight Star Vane.
Really, yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. No, I think people, you know, completely different.
So it's people like, do not need to judge
it's
you.
Happy.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, exactly. You cheered up in your old age.
It's happy music.
I need to give it a chance.
No, it is it is different. And I think it was daunting, really, you know, when because I'd been so close to it for the last year, and when I was like, you know, handing it over, even to my management. You know, my management were like, by the way, what is your solo stuff actually like? And I was like, ah, you'll see. No worry about it.
So it's fine.
They trusted
you. Yeah, literally. I mean, I just went into the writing process just saying, just let me go and do my thing and I'll give you a record in 7 months. And they're like, okay, fine. Which is, and then they were, you know, well, they heard it and they loved it and it was really nice. Yeah, it's great, man.
After 2 minutes, I feel like you've got a massive new energy. Last time you were here, I think you were quite knackered.
No, but it is that though, isn't it? It's like once you do something new, you breathe a whole sense of life into it. I mean, as I say, I think with the Fight Star stuff, I was, you know, so proud of what we're doing and I still am. But I think when you get to the point when you do think, you know, let's just take a break, especially because a lot of people will make an album and have even a 6 month break before they start writing again. We were literally bang, 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 bang. We went to America, Australia, and Japan. It was really crazy. So it was nice just to take some time. And I did take a bit of a break from music. I took like 3 months out just to think, right, let's just clear my head of everything. And then I just went, you know, I built a little studio in my room at home and just wrote for about 6 months.
Good. Okay, and the video for the single is lovely.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of really happy 1 minute and then quite angsty the next.
Yeah.
Still carries a bit of the angst
it is.
Over.
It is.
And towards the end, it goes into almost like a galloping Mumford & Sons style sort of finale.
A bit of a kind of skiffle beat, which I love, and that kind of bluegrass. I mean, it's weird. The album is weird because it has this kind of two sides to it. I mean, there's stuff that's much more instrument heavy, band orientated. And then there's stuff that's really stripped down and kind of just me on my own. So
right, let's play the song, Charlie. Yeah. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes. Hi, my name is Charlie Simpson. This is the first single off my album, Young Pilgrim. It's called Down, Down, Down.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Charlie Simpson's still on In Demand tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
We've introduced this new element to our interviews of late where we get our star guests to just tell us a bit about themselves through their favourite things. One of these questions always stays the same for everybody, regardless of how big or how small the superstar is. Yeah. And Lucy Devine is the favourite.
Charlie things. Simpson, are you ready for your favourite things?
I'm ready, man.
Okay. Your favourite?
No one has been that ready yet.
I'm ready! Suck it to me!
Very ready.
Your favourite gap year destination?
Ooh.
Have you ever been on a gap year?
No, I've never been on a gap year.
You went straight into the...
But you went to Kenya.
I did. I've been to Kenya. I would probably... From the stories I've heard of my friends that did go on gap years, Australia was always a big favourite.
Yeah.
Doing the whole, you know, is it West Coast travelling thing?
Great Ocean Road.
Exactly.
And this is the one that everyone gets asked. And I hope you have a favourite one of these. Your favourite cheese.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. Oh, I was worried you were going to say you didn't like cheese.
No, I was going to say that's actually quite hard because there's just so many good ones.
You're allowed a board.
I'd probably say just because it's the one I'd have when I go home and, you know, sitting around with the family, you get the Gruyere out.
Yeah. That's nice
bit of melted. Nice bit of port, some Gruyere. Excellent.
That sounds good.
Festival plans for the summer?
We've just been confirmed for Wakestock. Which is cool, and Boardmasters, and I think we're just kind of in the middle of doing that kind of stuff. I mean, because when the campaign started, it was quite late in the day for some of these festivals, so I think we'll probably do more of the festivals next year.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to pick off a few to do this summer.
I like your watch, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a TW Steel watch.
Wow. Look at that.
It is absolutely... Do you know what's funny?
I think like, we should start
a
watch.
Do you ever whack it against things?
Yeah, sometimes. But you know what with this watch? It's so funny because I've worn a lot of watches. You know, I've never really worn like expensive watches, but like no one's ever really noticed my watch. Everyone says...
You can't miss
it. It's a massive watch. I don't really think about it. It's probably because it's just so big. It's like Big Ben on my wrist.
But you're a tall guy, so you need a big watch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like... The thing is, I don't really like flashy watches. It's not... Because you know what I mean? I can imagine if this had diamonds on it, which I would never wear.
Well, I was about to say we should launch a league because CeeLo sat there in the exact same place with a watch that size with diamonds on it.
Yeah, see, I think that's too much, man.
Although on him, it didn't look as big as it might do on most people.
Around his waist.
He needs one that big.
But you need, because being a tall big guy, you need a bigger one.
I think if you're short, then it would look a bit crazy.
He did also have a Fila tracksuit on, which is amazing.
Did he?
A velour, like black velour Fila tracksuit with like red stripes down the side. His massive sunglasses and this huge watch. He walked in and was like, all right.
Is there anyone you've worked with on the album collaboration-wise?
No. But I mean, I was going to... No, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about maybe getting a girl in to do some vocals, but I decided not to in the end. I don't know why. I think it's just for timing. I think we were up against it, and I thought there's a part that I thought might be nice for a female to sing. You know, someone like Imogen Heaper, I would have think would have been awesome. Because
you would work well with Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Voice wise, that would work a lot. She's in the charts this week with a song called Finish Line, which is quite...
I'll check it out.
It's not dubstep, but it's halfway there.
Yeah, it's kind of got a Massive Attack sound to it.
Yeah, produced by Labyrinth.
Oh, sweet. I like Massive Attack a lot.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Check that out. It's really awesome. Good.
Yeah. Maybe for the next album.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Charlie Simpson.
Yay! Thank you
very
much. Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. The podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Ed Sheeran is on In Demand for the first time.
Hello.
Once again, embarrassing he didn't clap himself.
Oh, you should. I feel
awkward clapping myself.
You've had a bit of a, to quote a cliche, whirlwind few months. You signed with Atlantic Records only at the start of this year. You're already here selling your first song.
Yeah, no, it's been a good time. I mean, for the past sort of like 2 years, it's been building from literally nothing to where we are now, and it's a really, really good place to be. Kind of coming from 6 months ago being completely independent and just selling CDs out of the rucksack to now having a radio that's being playlisted all around the country is really nice.
Yeah, it's great, and it's an amazing song, and it deserves to be
played.
We
love it.
Thank you.
And this has
been
a good story for you in terms of you were almost signed by someone else, but they wanted you to compromise who you were, including dyeing your hair. Is that a fact?
Not label. That was actually my old management. Yeah, okay. They suggested blonde streaks might work, but I don't know. I've never really been into that, the whole being blonde thing.
And I think if you're a redhead, you'd be redhead and proud. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. It's a cool colour. When it comes to summer, it gets, you know, gets a bit difficult in the heat. But
oh, do you find you get very, very hot?
No, you know, I just burn. I turn into the Union Jack. I just go completely red, and then when I take my top off, I'm really pale and I'm the Union Jack.
And since you moved to London to sort of obviously pursue your career within music anyway, you've just spent a lot of time kipping on mates' couches and stuff like
living
that.
Living above pubs.
Living above pubs, yeah. I kind of ran out of money quite quickly in London, but I kind of relied on promoters and friends, and like I'm still actually on sofas, to be honest. But yeah, no, just kind of on different sofas and doing a gig every single night and then selling CDs out the rucksack. But thankfully it's kind of moved up a level now, and I'm just in a van all the time on tour, which is great.
And you've got a massive Twitter following as well. It's almost like you might be sleeping on someone's sofa, but you've got all these people out there that love you.
I know, they're great.
You can tweet them if you ever run out of sofas. Yeah. You've got thousands of sofas to choose from.
I was actually going to do that on the tour that I'm on at the moment. I was like, I really want to do this tour shoestring budget, play really small shows and just stay on everyone's sofa, and then everything kind of blew up a bit too massive, and it got to the point where it was getting dangerous for me to kind of do shows with me only being the only person there, so we got a tour manager involved and stuff. So
let's talk about the single, The A-Team, because we love it.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. The video is great as well. It's quite a... But yeah, I think the thing is people hear it and think, oh, isn't it a gorgeous, lovely song? But actually, you listen to the lyrics. It's quite dark.
Not so much.
So
dark, yeah.
And there's a story behind it. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I did... my friend was basically coordinating... entertainment and events at Crisis. The homeless charity do this thing once a year. I don't know whether they do it around the country. They definitely do it in London, though. It's called Crisis at Christmas, where basically for a week they get a massive warehouse and fill it with kind of dental care and new shoes and clothes and food, and allow people to stay there for the whole week, the kind of Christmas week. And my friend was coordinating events there and asked me to go and play. So I went and played, which was a really eye-opening experience. And I wrote the song about... one of the people that I met there.
Let's play the song, Ed. Can you introduce it for us?
All right, this is The A-Team.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Ed Sheeran's still here.
Now, we need to talk about this phone call you got from Elton John. Random.
Yeah.
So you did an EP, and it was beating everyone apart from Rihanna in the iTunes chart, yeah. And then Elton John just phoned you out of the blue.
Yeah, well, I mean, he owns the management company that I'm looked after by, okay. And he kind of has a vested interest in the acts, but I'd only ever met him at his Christmas party before, really briefly. So,
is this the Diamond Tiara Ball?
No, it isn't. It's another Christmas party that he throws for the management company. I've heard about it.
It's equally amazing, though, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the food was pretty great. With the phone call, the EP that I released, the collaborations one, it was doing quite well, and I randomly just got a call from this kind of LA number. It was lots of different numbers, and I picked up, and it just turned out to be him, just saying congratulations, and that he's a big fan of Devlin and people, and yeah, it was very random.
Now we've talked about the music and the serious stuff. What we do with new artists who come here for the first time is find out the other side, a bit more about your personality through your favourite things. Mm. One of these questions is always the same, regardless of who the star is who answers the questions, but the rest of them always change. Lucy devises it. Here we go.
All right.
Ed Sheeran, these are your favourite things.
Okay.
Your favourite flavour milkshake?
Chocolate.
Nice.
Whoa, boom.
Your favourite royal family member?
Piffa Middleton.
Hey! Good lad.
She counts, right?
She does now. She's an in-law, isn't she?
Yeah. Did you watch it? Did you?
I did, yeah.
She stole the show.
People
didn't
actually,
she?
My name started trending in Manchester, London, and Liverpool because people thought that I was Prince Harry. That's a fact.
Well, they reckon that Prince Harry and Piff have got on very well, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a bit wrong.
Maybe we could trade places.
But Elton, could be your connection to Pippa. You never know.
Maybe.
Your favourite type of monkey?
Oh, ring-tailed lemur.
Oh, I like it. That's a good one. Your favourite time of day?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Why is that your favourite time of day?
Because it's the only time where I kind of get headspace and get to just go on the internet and just, like, my mind turns to mush and I just watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Best time of day to do it. Yeah.
And finally, this is the question that gets asked to everyone who comes on the show. Your favourite cheese, Ed Sheeran?
Buffalo mozzarella.
Wow. Yay. Not had that before, have we?
No, we haven't. It's a good one. We've had grated cheese before.
Grated
cheese. Someone actually said grated.
Genuine answer.
Who was that?
Shane Ward.
Oh, okay.
What's your favourite cheese?
Wicked.
Grated.
Serious answer.
Yeah.
We didn't have the heart to tell him it wasn't a type
no,
of cheese.
No, we didn't know where to look.
We ended the chat.
We just had Wotsits or something.
We're like, yeah. Thanks nice. For coming.
When's the album coming out, sir?
It's coming out September the 19th.
And it's called Plus?
Plus, yeah.
Okay, but it is just a plus sign
it's
that you'll see.
It's just a plus sign,
it's not
yeah.
spelt out. Mm. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the live music you've done for us as well.
Cheers, man.
Including the cover of Make You Feel My Love.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All you need to do is introduce a song from the charts that you are in love with at the moment for us to play.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is a very good friend of mine that I was on tour with last October. This is Finish Line by Yasmin.
Ed, thank you very much.
Discover In Demand online.
There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Calvin Harris still with us on
Yay!
The show tonight.
He's got tea, he's got coffee, he's got biscuits. It's fine.
Amazing. Where do we begin?
Well,
where do we begin?
Where the hell have you been?
I've been around.
Yeah?
You've not seen me.
You've been doing
a lot of,
well, DJing across the world, that kind of thing, making a new album.
I mean, I've been doing a lot. I've been making tracks, I've been playing songs all over the world.
Have you been doing a residency in Vegas? Is that true?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
I'm about halfway through.
Has that destroyed your soul yet or not?
I love Vegas. It's just important not to stay there for longer than 3 days at a time.
Mm.
You know, it's a crazy place.
It can do bad things to good people, Vegas, can't
well,
it?
Well, I would recommend it to anyone, you know, at least one trip, apart from, like, kids. And, it's good. It's a good place. It's a lot of fun.
I think my issue, right, if I worked in Vegas, would be that any money I earn, I'd just spend because I'd just go to the casinos.
Well, the thing is, I've been around the people that a lot of people that work there, and if you're working in Vegas, if you're working in a bar, or if you're doing the tables or whatever, you meet billionaires like all the time. Mm. You know, you just meet another billionaire, you serve him drinks, and then after the club, the billionaire likes to go gambling, right? So the billionaire takes gambling, and he wants some girls to hang out with. So he's like, you know, whoever has served him drinks, you want to come gambling with me? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they go gambling, billionaire and the girl, you know, who in this case is you, Lucy, working
okay.
in the bar.
Amazing.
Right. So you're in the Wynn casino or whatever, this guy's gambling, big chips. He wins a bit of money. He wins $10,000, right?
Nice.
$10,000. He's like, right, okay, well, thanks for accompanying me. Here's a present. Rolex, or here's a present, half the winnings, all the winnings. Boom. Here's a present. They'll just give you a present, and they'll just go.
That's amazing.
And that'll be it. Like, they just get presents off these billionaires.
I'm going to have a holiday in Vegas and just work at a bar for a week as half of the holiday and see what I can come back
literally
with.
Just for hanging out, and they'll just get watches.
Wow.
It's great.
Let's talk about the new single with Khalees. Yes. She's amazing. I love her. I think I've got a bit of a girl crush on her, actually.
Yeah, as well you should. Yeah. She's amazing.
I saw her at the Warehouse Project in Manchester last year, and she was awesome.
You didn't see me, I was on right after.
Yeah, I saw you too. I was just getting onto that.
She was just...
Then I went home.
Calvin who?
So was this something that's been sort of about to happen for a while, or is it taking a long time for you to finally get together and make the song?
Well, I met her about 4 years ago, and she was recording that album that came out, that Guetta and Benny Benassi on it and stuff. And I was going to do something on that, and then I got, you know, swept away with my own stuff. I don't know, we just kind of kept in contact, safe in the knowledge something, you know, would happen eventually. And I had this track that I'd done. I wanted it to be the first single. I was like, it would sound good with her on it. So I sent it to her and she liked it, and we did it. I went over there and recorded her. Had a lot of fun. Sounded good. I was very happy.
And it's slightly different sound to what we're used to from you, I think. You've still got the whole, it is an anthem, but it takes a bit longer to build up into it, doesn't it?
This one is kind of... It follows the line of what I've done previously, but there's ones to come which are a lot more different.
Can you introduce the song now, Calvin, and we'll play it on In Demand?
Yes, my name is Calvin Harris. Hello, it's my new song. It's called Bounce with Khalees on the vocal.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Calvin Harris still with us. Yay! On In Demand this evening.
Still here.
We've been looking up on Twitter. Obviously, we always like reading your tweets because sometimes they can be very amusing.
Sometimes.
Well, most of the time, actually.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate that.
I like your present that you got when you got back home, your Kylie and Dizzy discs.
What a thing to arrive home to.
Now, you've also been talking about your interview technique, saying it's rusty.
Really rusty. I mean, I get really
good to us, man.
I mean, I'm all right when I'm when I can't be seen, you know, like on telly. I mean,
right,
literally, I'm not exaggerating. We landed from Vegas yesterday at what 3 p.m. and I went straight into an interview with Rick Edwards on the telly, which was my first interview that I think I can't even remember doing, like the last one that I did. It was over a year ago. Oh, and you do get rusty, you know. And I was extra rusty then. Cause
were
it
you
was
just not
like
saying
11
anything?
11-hour flight. No, it was just difficult to think. I didn't sleep on the flight either. I was trying to finish this tune, which I did. And I was like buzzing. I was well happy. And then I got off the plane and they're like, right, you need to go and do this interview. I was like, what? Really? Oh, no. So I went and did it. And it was I didn't do great. But I'm getting better. I'm getting back into it.
Just take some Patron with you.
Oh, that's not a good idea. I think I had plenty of that in my system already anyway.
That might have something to do with it. Now, something else that's caught our eye, and in fact, first happened a while ago with Chris Brown and now Cobra Starship. I heard this song the other day before you tweeted about it. And as soon as I heard it, I looked at Alex and went... Oh my God.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like, yeah, well, I was like, what have Cobra Starship done? I was like, genuine. Why have they stolen I'm Not Alone? Another artist doing it. What is wrong with them?
I don't know. They just like it, I think.
They do.
It's a compliment in a sense, but does it irk you?
No, not really. I pretend that it does sometimes on Twitter. But that's all just jokes, you know. What everyone needs to understand is I love music.
Yeah.
And I love making music. I love other people's music. And it's not a case of, this person's stolen my song. I'm really upset. I'm all for it. Steal everything. It's fine.
I thought the JLS song they did with Tiny Temper sounded a bit like
course.
It.
Yeah, that one. I mean, there's a long list.
When you're travelling around the world, do you still get time to kind of indulge in British culture? Are people at home keeping you in touch with what's going on?
No.
Did you get to see the royal wedding, perhaps?
I was in Madrid's royal wedding. I was not here. I would have watched it, actually. It was quite entertaining. But I saw that it was number one on iTunes, which is amazing.
What, the music?
The Royal Wedding.
Oh, my God.
They released the service, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. Jesus. I love that.
You should have remixed that. That would have been good.
Do you have a favourite Middleton sister?
No, not really. I think they both seem like good girls.
Because Pippa obviously got a lot of attention on the day.
Hell yeah.
Even though Kate was a bride, because everyone was like, she's got a mighty fine ass. What she was wearing.
Yeah, she's hot. They're hot sisters, for
she's
sure.
She's totes hot, totes raw.
Gavin, pleasure chatting to you again. Good to have you back.
Oh, pleasure's mine. Thank you for having me.
Can you choose a song in the charts at the moment that you adore that we can play on In Demand?
You're going to have to run through what's in the chart.
Wow.
Chris Brown, yeah, three times.
Yeah, let's play that. Chris Brown, yeah, three times. I love that track.
Okay, we'll get it on.
Calvin, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.